Listening to Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, you know, many years ago, but some years ago, I met Lindsay Walsh. She was actually Lindsay Haver at the time, right?
She was
a cute, blonde, single publicist who was working at, was it Macy's Always or was it even?
It was Marshall Field.
You were Marshall Field?
Oh,
Marshall
you Field. Went back
yes.
to Marshall Field.
Yes, yes, yes. She was adorable. She was darling. We loved working with her.
Well, she's still
she was
darling.
Great.
Don't make
yes.
it sound like
then
that's
she got
changed.
Married. She still is darling. Got married, you know, had her first child, all's well, had her second child. Good job, Lindsay. Everything's good. And then she went for number three and
we doubled down and had twins.
It's a cautionary tale, really. It is a cautionary
it
tale.
Happened.
And then Lindsay disappeared and I never heard from her again.
And here I am. I'm back.
And then
3 years later.
And then one day, about a month ago, I'm having lunch at Crisp and Green in Wayzata, and there's Lindsay. She's out in the world. And I
amongst
said, oh, Lindsay.
People.
Yes.
I think I was dressed with a real shirt and ooh. Pants that buttoned up, not
wow.
stretchy pants.
Really?
There was no spit up on
no.
you.
No.
There were no people hanging from
I
you.
I may have been wearing lipstick.
Yeah, I think you were.
I know.
You looked adorable.
It was a good day.
And she told me she was going to launch a blog. And I said, oh, that's great. That's great. And what do you know? A few weeks
she
later,
did.
She actually.
I
so
did.
Good
I love,
on you.
I
thank
love
you.
The name of it. It's called Double Down Mom. And
yes.
You would know about that, wouldn't
right.
you?
Right. Well, yes. I had a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old when I found out I was having twins. Mm-hmm. So, surprise! Table for six, please.
How many kids did you want originally?
I mean, we always wanted two.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, let's just try.
You had two boys.
We
so
had two
that
boys.
Was kind of
yes.
a, yeah.
And then we just said, you know what, let's just try for a third and see what happens.
But you got your girl? You did get
yes,
your girl.
Yes, so I had boy-girl twins.
Okay.
I had
right.
boy-girl
well,
twins, yeah.
So boy, it all
and
worked
an
out.
A girl and
yeah,
an extra
so,
boy.
Yes, right? Yeah.
And they, so Lindsay, for those of us who know her personally, her Facebook posts tend to be the kind that make you laugh out loud. I'm sorry. Is that okay?
No, like, I mean, that... I it makes me happy to know that I'm making others laugh, even
right.
if it's at my expense.
Right.
If I can make you feel better about your life.
You're not making it up. You're not making
oh,
it up
no, this
when,
is very
you,
real.
When you turn away for a moment and your toilet is filled with toilet paper.
Not just toilet paper, an entire roll.
Entire roll.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
They're a little destructive,
let's
those
file
twins.
That under things that can happen in 30 seconds or less.
Or less. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Or, for example, when you're playing beauty shop with your daughter.
Beauty salon. You know, so I have three boys. Right. We don't have a lot of beauty salon toys laying around
sure.
the house, so naturally... We're going to pretend to cut mom's hair with a screwdriver and
what
a
else?
Toy power drill.
Of course. Perfect.
But I didn't realize the consequences of this selection until it was far too late. And I had a toy power drill wound so tightly around a humongous oh. chunk of hair. And this was literally 30 minutes before I was going to my first ever book club meeting with quote unquote real
with
people.
Real people, but you had to impress.
And none of the tiny humans in your house were able to help get this out of your hair.
No, I mean, this
what
was
did you
really
do?
Stuck. Well, of course, I had to call my neighbor to rescue me. For actually the second time in my life since I've moved into the house 2 years ago.
What happened the first time?
Well, I was locked in my bathroom by my...
Alone?
Yes.
So the kids were all out of the bathroom?
Yes.
And you were... Oh,
yes.
No.
And they couldn't help?
So,
they couldn't open the door?
So we had installed the night before, my husband had installed a makeshift safety lock on the... outside of the sliding door
mm-hmm.
so that the twins wouldn't go in there unassisted and wreak havoc.
Right, or like put a roll of toilet paper in the
toilet.
Toilet
paper
yeah.
in. Uh-huh. So we thought we were being really smart in doing this toy this safety lock, which
yeah.
was used against me the following morning where my 4-year-old, all of a sudden I heard a click as I was in the bathroom and I went, no! I was, he can click it, but he can't unclick it.
Oh.
Did you have
child
your phone?
Safety. Luckily, I had my phone in my
this
pocket.
This is why you should bring your phone to the bathroom.
Exactly. I could use my lifeline.
You never know.
Again,
yes.
I called my neighbor, and that was a real fun conversation. Hi, I I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm stuck in my bathroom and all four children are running around my house. It was dead of winter.
Oh.
And she was like, okay, I'll come over. Here's the code to my garage. Thank goodness. Like,
does this neighbor have kids?
Yeah, she has three boys too.
So she sort of understands.
Yes.
You can bring her some wine.
Right.
And cookies.
Yeah, I can.
And
yes. It's all good. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, these are the types of stories that you will get to read on Lindsay's blog. And it is hilarious. And you're very funny. And of course, a good writer. But you're also talking about products that are saving graces in your life.
So, I mean, I don't need anything in my life that doesn't work. I don't need an extra step. I just need things to work for me and make my life easier.
Right. Do you ever, like, do you make Target runs with all four children?
Oh, no. Tell me not.
I mean,
or at least tell me when you're doing it, I won't be there.
They're very cute.
I know they are.
Perhaps, you know, on those days, I feel as though I deserve a cape or a medal of honor for doing such a simple task with all four kids. But yes,
you have to live your life and go. And your husband travels, right?
Right. And you just have to find
things that make you work. Maybe it's for work. Maybe it isn't. We don't really know.
He may extend his vacation or his trip.
His work trips.
Right? Oh, I missed the flight. Shoot.
Yeah. So you're not, you haven't converted your life to all Amazon Prime. You're not ordering everything.
I mean, I welcome those things in my life. Absolutely. Yeah. But sometimes you just need to go to the store and get something.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So what have you found?
So
Tell us about some of the things you really like.
The mommy hook. So, you know, the mommy hook is this carabiner hook, like a mountain climbing hook, right? Mm-hmm. But it's for moms. And you just hook it on the back of your stroller. The intent is just to hold shopping bags on the back of your shoulder.
I just have to give a shout out to my husband because the mommy hook had not been invented when ours were in strollers. Oh, and he used just an actual carabiner hook.
So he was very proud of himself. Of the game.
We could have been millionaires. All he needed to do was slap mommy hook on it. Why didn't we do that?
Or the daddy hook.
Always too late.
Yeah.
He was always very proud of having those kinds of hardware tours. But that's really nice. Can you buy that anywhere?
So you can buy that anywhere. You can buy it on Amazon, Toys R Us, whatever.
Okay. Those are good to have.
But what I do is I put two of them on the back of my stroller, hook on a shopping basket.
Yeah.
And I can shop with twins because they're contained in the stroller, strapped in.
Right.
And I have a shopping basket that I don't have to hold.
Yeah.
It's on my stroller.
Because you can't push the cart and the stroller.
I mean, I've done that before, but I get to the checkout and I'm sweating.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine.
And you know you've done too much shopping when the stroller flips over from the weight of
Yes. I mean, the only problem is you can only...
to balance it out.
Right. Two to balance it out. You can only buy as much that fits in an 18 by 14 box, but your wallet might appreciate that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
So I also have Stress Fix. This is my secret weapon. The Stress Fix Rollerball.
Mm-hmm.
I've been an Aveda junkie since the beginning of time.
Can we say that you used to work
there? I used to work there.
Yes.
And if something says on the bottle that the aroma is proven to reduce the feelings of stress, I am in and I may start buying industrial size.
I use that too.
Yeah.
I do.
So this little rollerball.
Oh, it smells
good. It's lovely.
Yeah.
So the little rollerball is portable. I bring it in my purse.
You carry it?
Of course I do.
So in the middle of a tantrum, you're like, just a second.
Excuse me. I'm going to roll this.
I need a stress fix.
I'm going to welcome a wave of calm.
Mm-hmm.
And then deal with the situation.
So where do you apply it, actually? I would apply it up and down my entire body.
Well, yes, they have lotion. They have, like, salts. They have everything.
This
rollerball, I just put on my wrist like this. Sometimes I put it on my neck or behind my ears. But I've used this in security lines at the airport.
Do you really think it works or do you think it's all, you know, up here?
No, I absolutely think it works.
Do you really?
I really do.
Because I have some other, blue something that somebody
blue
wants.
Blue oil?
Yes,
that's lovely too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, nothing works for me.
That's a great gift for a mom.
It really is.
Yes.
Yeah. This and dry shampoo, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, new mom.
You don't have to be a mom to love dry shampoo. That's a necessary thing. Okay, what's the buggy bench? Oh, you want to talk about your onesie?
So
Tell us about this onesie.
It's a cold weather onesie. It's called the Shiverless. This is made by a twin mom in Minnesota. It's also made in Minnesota.
Oh, that's perfect.
It just launched this summer. And I got to tell you, this is a game changer. This is made from fabric that is used with pro athletes in mm-hmm. extreme weather. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't allow the cold weather to come in. It doesn't allow air to go
through. So it's super warm, but it isn't super bulky.
It's not bulky. It's thin. So you can bring them in and out of the car seats, addressing this whole dilemma.
This is one of those
bulky
things,
coat in the car seat.
This is one of those things that people don't tell you before you're a parent, especially in a cold weather climate like Minnesota. And you're like scratching your head like, wait, am I supposed to not put them in a jacket? How do you do the car seat jacket?
You have to take it off.
I can remember
I was doing it with my twins 8 times a day because, like I said, this launched this summer.
Yeah.
So I was taking the coat off and on, and it was a disaster.
It's not fun.
Or
sure.
I just used that fleecy stuff, which does not battle a Minnesota winter, and they were cold. So
it's called Shiverless.
Shiverless, and you can buy them on shiverless.com.
Wow, that's so great.
Yeah,
and I love
really
that it's a Minnesota-made product.
Yeah, it's
stretchy.
Great.
It comes in 5 sizes. It's awesome, and it's just easy.
So good.
Yeah. You need easy.
I know
you
that.
Do.
I need more easy in my life.
Give us one more, maybe the
buggy bench?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so...
What is that?
So, okay, the buggy bench is this extra seat that attaches to the back of a single cart. So I've gone into stores before that only have a cart with one seat, right?
Oh. Not twin friendly.
Not twin friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I have to leave that store.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you have to leave one of the children.
Excuse me, can you just stand with
Which
my child at the door?
Which one is cuter today?
so I actually had to leave stores because
you can't put them
I
anywhere.
Have an extra kid. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I found this buggy bench, and it attaches to the back of the cart. It's portable. It folds up. I keep this in the back of my trunk.
I can only imagine. I want to see. Could you do a blog post on the back of your trunk? I can't imagine how much stuff is in there.
Well, I do have a lot of things,
I don't imagine that you're driving a sports car.
Let me tell you, I have a lovely minivan that has all the bells and whistles.
That's right.
And I was kicking and screaming getting it. But you know what? When you have 4 kids,
you need the minivan.
You gotta
need
have
the
it.
Minivan.
You
oh
gotta
my gosh.
Have it. I'm styling.
Well, and moms need your blog. It's doubledowmom.com.
Yes.
Lindsay Walsh, it is so fun. And
thank
I'm so glad that you're
this
doing
so
this. Yes,
thanks.
It's so good to see you back at it. Check out the blog. We'll put a link on the Shop Girls page as well on mytalk1071.com. We'll be back right after this.